This is Rabbi Nathan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, December 6th, 2017. We're on the 5th to 9th Mishnayos in the 3rd chapter of Mishnah Nedarim. Mishnah Hey. Hare Netios Elu Korban Im Einan Niktasos. All right, so you see that there is some kind of natural event coming, and you're afraid that maybe it's a great wind coming, and you're afraid that these nitios, which are newly planted trees, are going to get uprooted. So you take an oath, and maybe you hope Hashem's going to help you. And you say, nitios elu korban, right? These nitios will be a korban, meaning they'll have to give their value to the Beis HaMikdash if they do not get uprooted. All right, there's a fire burning, and you say, Talis zu korban im ena nisrefes. Right, this talis will be like a korban, right, if it doesn't get burned. So the Mishnah says, so then of course, you, right, the fire gets put out, and the wind calms down, and your saplings are still there, and your garment is still there. So the Mishnah says, Yesh lahem pidyon. Meaning the neder was chal, you do owe the value of the saplings or the garment to the Beis HaMikdash, but you are allowed to redeem the items. You don't have to give that sapling or that talis to the Beis HaMikdash. You can simply redeem them and give the money to the Beis HaMikdash, and you'll keep the saplings, you'll keep the garments. If you were to say, however, Hare nitios ha'elu korban ad sheyik katsitsu, as opposed to saying, if they're not cut down, they will become like a korban or a korban, right? You say, they are a korban until they get cut down. Or, talis zu korban ad shetisaref, right? Not this talis will be a korban if it doesn't get burned, but this talis is a korban until it gets burned. So Mishnah says, ein lahem pidyon, right? There is no pidyon. You cannot redeem them. They are holy, but you cannot redeem them. The difference is, it sounds like, right, says the Mishnah, when you say this talis is a korban until, right, that means until it gets burned or until the tree gets uprooted, it is continually in korban status, and therefore even if you try to redeem it, the money is going to become holy as well. There's just no way to redeem it because you have stated this will be holy until X happens, as opposed to the first one, right? If it doesn't come down, then it'll be a korban. So that's general one time, and you can redeem it. Mishnah Vav, right? The next few Mishnayos, right? We're trying to figure out what people mean when they say things, right? That's essentially what the Mishnah is looking to do. So Hanoder Miyorde Hayam, right? Somebody who vows to not to derive benefit from people who travel the sea. Right, sailors. Mutar biyoshve hayabasha. So they are permitted to derive benefit from land inhabitants and people who are living on dry land. Right, because clearly when you said, right, the yorde hayam, the people who travel the sea, you meant the people who spend a lot of time on boats, right, cruise ship captains, whatever that is, but that's what you meant. You clearly didn't mean people who are living on dry land. But if you were to say, right, I won't derive any benefit from Yoshvei HaYabasha, from people who live on dry land, so the Mishnah says, Asur B'Yordei Hayam, not only are you prohibited from deriving benefit from people living on dry land, you're also prohibited from deriving benefit to anyone traveling the sea. SheYordei Hayam B'Chlal Yoshvei HaYabasha, because the people who travel the sea are also people who inhabit land. Right? We are generally human beings generally inhabit the land, right? Land inhabitors is a general term for human beings. So even people who spend a lot of their time at sea are still considered inhabitants of the land. They're not fish who live in the ocean. And lo ka'elu shaholchen ma'ako liyafo, right? Not only are we talking about when you swear people who inhabit the land, you're not going to derive benefit, that includes people in the sea. That's not only including people who go from Akko to Yafo. Right, that's if you know the geography. That's a very short trip. Right, that's less than a day trip. Ela b'misha darko lefarish. Even for somebody who usually takes nice, really long trips, even that person is included you know, land inhabitors, because we are, that is really a category that refers simply to human beings. Hanoder me roe chama. So you divide, you vow not to derive any benefit from people who see the sun. Aser af basumin. You're also forbidden to derive any benefit from a person who is blind, who clearly cannot see the sun. Shalonis kavin ze lamisha chama roa oso. Because really, we know that person really meant somebody who is exposed to the sun. Roe hachama doesn't mean people who can literally see the sun, but people who are exposed to the sun. And again, that is all human beings. Mishnechet. Hanoder mishchore harosh. Right. People who vow to derive benefit from black-haired people. Asur ba'kerchen uvavale sebo. So not only are you prohibited to derive benefit from somebody who actually has black hair on their head, you're also prohibited from deriving benefit from people who are bald or people who are older and their hair has gone gray. Right, they call it white-haired people, but right today we call it going gray. Umuter banashim uvaktanim. So you're prohibited from all men, and you're permitted from women, and you're permitted to derive benefit from women and children. Not because women and children don't have black hair, but she'en nikra in shchorei harosh ela anashim. Right, black-haired people back in the day referred to men only. All right, we'll just take them at their word, and therefore doesn't include women or children. Mishnah Tet, hanoder min hayilodim. You vow not to derive benefit from things that have been born. Yilodim are born already. So if that's your vow, then the Mishnah says, Mutar banoladim. You will be able to derive benefit from, right, human beings or animals that are born in the future. Because you only vowed, right, not to derive benefit from that which was already born. Says the Mishnah, but if you vowed not to derive benefit, min hanoladim, from, right, those that will be born, aser bayilodim. You are not only prohibited from that which will be born, you are also prohibited from deriving benefit from anything that is already born. Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Meir matir af bayilodim. Rabbi Meir says no. If you said, I don't derive benefit from those that will be born, that comes to exclude those that were already born. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, Chachamim omrim, lo niskaven ze ela b'misha darko laholid. The Chachamim said, when you say, I don't derive any benefit from noladim, from those that will be born, you don't mean those that will be born in the future. You simply mean those who by general nature are born, right, as opposed to fish who lay eggs, who are not born in the way that we are. And therefore, if you swear not to derive benefit from those that are born, that includes those who were born, those who are going to be born. It includes everybody. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.